ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దైవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదిరయే. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీర్ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 6, రీడింగ్ ఆఫ్ 1 అండ్ చాంటింగ్ ఆఫ్ 2. సూతవాచ ఏవం నిశమ్య భగవాన్ దేవర్షేర్జన్మ కర్మ చ భూయ పప్రచ్ఛత్తం బ్రహ్మన్ వ్యాస సత్యవతీ సుతః. Suta said, O Brahmanas, thus hearing all about Sri Narada's birth and activities, Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God and son of Satyavati, inquired as follows. And there is a purport to this first shloka. Vyasadeva was further inquisitive to know about the perfection of Naradaji, and therefore he wanted to know about him more and more. In this chapter, Naradaji will describe how he was able to have a brief audience with the Lord while he was absorbed at the transcendental thought of separation from the Lord, and it was very painful for him. Is there somebody to look after? Can you call somebody there to look after the Charanamrita and do this? So, text 2. Vyasa vacha bhikshubhir vipravishite విజ్ఞనాదేష్టృభిస్తవా వర్తమానో వయస్సి ఆద్యే తతః కిం అకరోత్ భవాన్. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. వ్యాస ఉవాచ భిక్షుభిర్ విప్రవసితే విజ్ఞానాదేష్టృభిస్తవా వర్తమానో వయస్సి ఆద్యే తథకిం అకరోత్ భవాన్. వ్యాస ఉవాచ భిక్షుభిర్ విప్రవసితే విజ్ఞానాదేష్టృభిస్తవా వర్తమానో వయస్యాద్యే తథకిం అకరోత్ భవాన్. వ్యాస ఉవాచ భిక్షుభిర్ విప్రవసితే విజ్ఞానాదేష్టృభిస్తవా వర్తమానో వయస్య ఆద్యే తథకిం అకరోత్ భవాన్.
Yes, sir.
Vyasaha uvacha. Sri Vyasadeva said, Bhikshubihi, by the great mendicants, Viprabhasite, having departed for other places, Vijnana, scientific knowledge in transcendence, Adeshtribihi, those who had instructed, Tava, of your Vartamanaha, present, Vayasi, of the duration of life, Adye, before the beginning of Tataha, after that, Kim, what Akarot, did Bhavan, your good self. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, Sri Vyasadeva said, what did you, that is Narada, do after the departure of the great sages who had instructed you in scientific transcendental knowledge before the beginning of your present birth? Purport. Vyasadeva himself was a disciple of Naradaji, and therefore it was natural to be anxious to hear what Narada did after initiation from the spiritual masters. He wanted to follow in Narada's footsteps in order to attain to the same perfect stage of life. This desire to inquire from the spiritual master is an essential factor to the progressive path. This process is technically known as Saddharma Prachar. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timidantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Kena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Kirim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This chapter is titled Conversation Between Narada and Vyasadeva. That is the continuing of the conversation. In text 1 we read, Suta said, O Brahmanas, thus hearing all about Sri Narada's birth and activities, Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God and son of Satyavati, inquired as follows. Sri Vyasadeva said, what did you, Narada, do after the departure of the great sages who had instructed you in the scientific transcendental knowledge before the beginning of your present birth? So we've been hearing Narada Muni recollecting his past lives and inspiring Vyasadeva how Krishna's mercy acts and how the devotee is very dear to Krishna and how Krishna directs mysteriously the devotee towards him, operating as a super soul, operating as the guru, the siksha guru, the diksha guru, the vartama pradarshaka guru, and various other Vaishnavas, and as the super soul, antaryami, how he influences that living entity to take up Krishna consciousness and pave his way back to Godhead. So it's very interesting to hear how a person made progress in spiritual life. How step by step he surrendered to the Lord. What were the instances in his life by which he was able to take this decision? Even today, when we go to meet people, they want to know, how did you join? Why did you join? I mean, how somebody like you joined? This curiosity is so much. They want to know, why did you leave all those things and join? They're very curious to know. That is one thing from people outside. And there are people who are devotees. They like to know how you were influenced by Krishna. The varieties of ways that Krishna influences his prospective devotee to make progress. Because for Krishna, everybody is very dear to him. And the devotees are most dear to him. And although the devotees may have difficulty, still Krishna very carefully instructs them. So it is historical, because how the devotee goes back to Godhead is a great moment. After spending so many millions of janmas in the material world, he makes his journey back to Krishna. That is a momentous journey. How he is influenced, how he is guided by Krishna to go back to Godhead. So that is very interesting to hear from everybody. And we all want to know, and each one has got a different story to tell. Varieties of influence. Somebody got influenced by prasadam, somebody got influenced by their parents scolding them, or somebody got influenced, you know, by kirtan, bhajan, somebody got influenced by some devotee speaking, somebody got influenced, a lot got influenced by reading Prabhupada's books, some other people got influenced by some other situation. In this way, so many different situations influence people to take up spiritual life, to take up Krishna consciousness. So similarly, Vyasa, he is the disciple of Narada. So he is asking, what did you do after that? After that, what happened? And Narada Muni, being a very kind spiritual master, he is answering. Srila Prabhupada also many times gave nice descriptions about his younger days, how he became inspired to become a sannyasi and give up his family life, how he took up Krishna consciousness, what all obstacles he crossed, how he did. Many times he explained, and it was very nice to hear. It is now even chronicled in the form of Leelamrita, Pastimes of the Lord, so many people, Pastimes of Prabhupada, so many people are writing. So these are interesting subject matters, isn't it? Would you like it? Would like to hear that, right? Yeah. So Narada is describing, he goes ahead to describe. Actually, there is more detail to it. Narada is such a great personality, because here Vyasadeva is asking, after that birth, which birth, what happened? So the history actually is very interesting. Narada is the son of Brahma. At one point of time, when he was created after the Saptarishis, Manasika Putra, when Narada was born, he was told by Brahma, who was very concerned about creation, about populating the universe, is saying that you must be a Prajapati, you must bring forth children. So Narada said, I'm not interested in any grihastha life and all that. Then Brahma became very worried. He said, already the four Kumaras did that to me, already somebody else, Marichi, also did that. He just, you know, after creating, he said, no, I'm renouncing, I'm going, I cannot do your job of Prajapati and all that. I cannot bring forth children and all waste of time. And so Brahma became saddled with that responsibility, became very angry. One, two, another of my sons saying, I don't want to get married, you want to join the Hare Krishna movement, and I want to dedicate myself, useless fellow, like that, what who will do my job? That type of feeling Brahma also had. So Brahma got very angry, and it's mentioned he cursed him. Okay, curse you to become a person who is a Gandharva, who get married to 50 women. You won't get married, no? You get married to 50 women, and then after that, you will come back to me after one more birth as a servant-maid son, and that time I will instruct you. on transcendental knowledge. Out of anger, his father cursed him. So it is mentioned that that time he was not called Narada. He was born as Upabharhana, a great Gandharva. There was a beautiful Gandharva, Chitraketu, and his wife. They didn't have children, so they meditated on the bank of the Ganges and performed austerities. And they were granted boon that they will get a very wonderful son, who will be very beautiful. So, to them was born Upabharhana. Upabharhana was very wonderful looking. And he grew up to be a nice son. And he was playing the Veena like nothing. Narada has always played the Veena. When he was Upabharhana also, he played the Veena. He was a great musician. The Gandharvas are all people who look very good, sing very good. They have some siddhis and they are amazing, very attractive materially. So Narada was very attractive and he was a very good singer. And he played the Veena. So he grew up like that in the ashram of his father, Chitraketu. And one day, in deep meditation, while he was sitting on the bank, 50 beautiful women in the company of themselves came to take bath and all that. And they saw Upabharhana, who was looking very beautiful, very wonderful. They all immediately fell in love with him and desired him very much. And Upabharhana woke up and found 50 beautiful women, just came like that and they all desire me. He said, I also desire you. He got married to all of them. Same curse, the father said, you get married to 50 people. 50 women you'll get married to. Similarly, in another history, so Shaubari Muni also married 50 daughters of Mandata. He married all of them. He came in a very beautiful form. And they all said, please, please, you marry me, all 50 of them he got married to. It sounds too difficult nowadays. 50 women got married to, my gosh. One woman, people are struggling in Kali Yuga. It's full of divorce, divorce, half divorce, quarter divorce, full divorce, no marriage. And so things are going on now. 50 women he got married to. Those days it was possible. That's how you can understand Krishna has 16,108 wives. And he's a supreme lord. So he got married. And then he lived a very beautiful life with his wives. His chief wife was called Malati. And then one day the demigods called the Gandharvas for a special occasion to sing glories of Vishnu. So Upabharhana, who is a great singer, was also invited. So Upabharhana went with the other Gandharvas to the higher planets. And there he looked lustily at Rambha. Rambha, Kilotama, Menaka are all great apsaras. And in fact, it's mentioned that he sang some song about her instead of Vishnu. So the demigods got very angry with him and cursed him to die. They cursed him to die. And then it's mentioned that he put a darbha grass down, chanted something and sat down and then he died. Because they cursed him to die now. And he'd be born again. So they sort of, it's meant to be that something like that. And then this way Upabharhana, his lifetime got over. And then he was again born. This is what is described here, servant maid son. It's a little more detail about that in the Puranas. And there was a great king called Drumila. Drumila and his wife Kalavati had no children. So they performed austerities and propitiated Shiva. And Shiva came and blessed them. You have a very special son. You'll be a great devotee of Vishnu. And so, after performing so much austerity, she was given benediction that you will get a son. So Drumila, he said, now enough of penance, all this, I spent my time and all that. So he said, I am retiring from the kingdom, and he went to the forest, gave away all his wealth to all the brahmanas, and then he died. When he died, his wife, that is Kalavati, she also followed him to the funeral pyre. When she wanted to jump into the funeral pyre, that time a voice from the sky said, don't, you are supposed to give birth to a great devotee. You don't die now. You don't jump into the funeral pyre. But then what will I do? I have nobody with me. My husband is dead and he was the king. There is nothing in the treasury. I have nobody to live with. And the wife said, necessary arrangement will be made for you. So she went back and she became a slave servant in the house of a Brahmana who kept her as a, you know, that's something like a slave servant. So that's how she became a servant and she gave birth to a child. That boy was a servant maid son that is referred to here. And he had no means. But his mother, once upon a time I was a king's wife and I can't do anything for my son now. I can't educate him. I can't send him to school. I can't do this. In this way she was feeling very much. She sent him to a real small Brahmana school nearby. Because she was staying in the Brahmana's house in the outhouse somewhere doing menial jobs. And then she would go to the forest because that Brahmana was a little austere. And she would go to the forest to milk the cow in the goshala, to do that, to do this everything. This is how she became the mother. Her name was Kalavati. She became the mother of Narada before. There is a story about maidservant son. And then one fine day when she went to milk the cow, she got bitten by a serpent and she died. And Narada Muni, before that, you know, these great personalities came. Great Bhaktivedantas, they came to her house, to the Brahmana's house, and they were speaking and she was helping and her son was asked to help. And that is how he ate some remnants of the food that they gave. And he became very inspired by their instructions. And they left. They left. In the Puranas it is mentioned that they were actually came in disguise to instruct Narada only. They are very great personalities like Shiva and everybody. All the great persons, the Mahatmas, Mahajanas, they came. And they knew that this boy has to be instructed because he is a very special person. And this is where they came and instructed him and told him what to do. And they left. In this way, after that mother had died, he became orphan. But he remembered those instructions given by the Bhaktivedantas. And in this way, he went into travel and meditated on Krishna in the heart like they mentioned. And he went into great ecstasy thinking of Krishna and Krishna appeared to him in his mind. And then Krishna told him, now I'll not be visible to you because you're not fully purified, but you should simply continue rendering devotional service and chanting the holy name. And in this way, you will reach me. So that boy, he grew. He went for Tirtha Yatras everywhere and constantly thought of the Lord, chanted his holy name, and his tears were flowing from his eyes always thinking about Krishna, and he left his body in some Tirtha San, became Narada. In his next life, he was again born to Brahma. This time Brahma named him Narada and instructed him, and he became the great sage. Narada Muni was now speaking to Vyasa. All these lifetimes he remembers. And he is speaking to Vyasa. So when we look at it, we will see our mind is always searching for something special in these people. So that we can convince ourselves that I cannot do what this person is doing because he is very special. I will remain as I am. The mind is searching for a reason to see how you are very special, I am not special, therefore I cannot do what you are doing. In other words, I don't have to make spiritual progress. I don't have to endeavor in any way to make spiritual progress. Why? You are very special. I am not special. So, it doesn't matter. The mind is searching for reasons. Many times people say, oh, Prabhupada is a pure devotee, he was sent, Rupa Goswami spoke to him, Krishna has sent him specially, and Lochandas Thakur has mentioned about him. Nothing is mentioned about me. So I don't have to do all that. I mean, I just have to try and try and try and I will fail and I am a conditioned soul. In this way we sit down on that. That is why the lives of great devotees should be read. you will find that they are very much ordinary like yours, more than yours. And the endeavor that they put to render service to Krishna is what stands out. What makes them special is their determination to continue to serve Krishna. Everything else is normal. Everything else is normal. You look at the life of Narada Muni, some servant maid son, mother got bitten by a snake, no food to eat, lost in the forest. Upabharana, sense gratifier, Gandharva, well, looked lustily at Ramba. This is his life. He's describing his own life, Narada. In what way is it anything different from an ordinary conditioned soul's life? But he has traversed to all these levels of consciousness and become Narada. Isn't it? So why wouldn't you? That is why these stories are mentioned. The difference is that we immediately rationalize because of our great desire to drag our feet and remain in the material world with all the different attachments. That what is the difference? It's very simple difference. See, that's the point. So Prabhupada, you see, he quoted that the difference is that I went and did something about the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Others didn't want to do. That's all. Others didn't want to do. You know that famous story of Columbus making the egg stand? Can you make the egg stand on its longitudinal base? So everybody tried everywhere, nobody could. So Columbus took the egg and chipped off the top and then inverted it and made it standing. That anybody can do. Yeah, I did it. Anybody could do. Nobody did. I did. It's standing. You couldn't do. That you could have told us. Well, I didn't tell you anything else. I did it. That's the difference, he said. I discovered America. I went and did it. You didn't do it. I asked you to make the egg stand. You didn't do it. I did it. How I did it and what brains I used to do it, that's a different thing. But the difference is, I did it, you didn't do it. Same way, everybody's life in this material world as conditioned souls are pretty much the same. But that spirit soul goes through with determination through all these things. No, I am going to Krishna. I am going to Krishna, decided. So the same things he goes through, but he goes to Krishna, you stop. Right? That's only the difference. Don't think that they are special and elegant. They are special by the fact that they are very determined to get Krishna. So Prabhupada showed us by his example, his life's example, that this is what we should do. You can see Prabhupada's life's example. His wife just sold all the manuscripts and bought tea biscuit and ate. And then he had so many problems, the business crashed. And then, one son left, ran away, got mad or something. And then he had other difficulties in the Gaudiya Math, in which he had placed some of this thing, he was donating and everything. There was lots of problems, court case, that, this. He couldn't turn around anywhere. His business crashed, his family members are not helping. He thought he will go to Hare Krishna and join there. There are also some problems. They are fighting and court cases and everything together. And he had so many difficulties. He could have said that, see, anyway, in a so-and-so place in the Gaudiya Math, all these problems are there. So I also want to chant and I will not do because of those problems. He can give up spiritual life. He can continue to. He made a different decision. He said, no, this has to be done. He renounced, left his job. Gave up his family, went to Vrindavan with nobody to assist him. He stayed somewhere here and there, and then he meditated on how to do the things that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted me to do. Pinpointedly, Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha Kurunandana. He quoted that shloka, and then he made a big endeavor. For so many years he prepared himself. That is why his life is wonderful to read. Life history. So everybody can make a difference in their life if they take up seriously God consciousness. You have to see what is required within me. What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? How I have to navigate and take the association of devotees, take instructions from senior Vaishnavas and move. Our mind is always hooking itself to some excuse. Oh, this because of that, because of this, because of this. Very expert. Lot of pegs we have put everywhere and we are stuck. We stick ourselves. So it's up to each person. From these stories, from Narada Muni's story, with some sense gratifier, Gandharva, from there onwards you become a servant made son, then he becomes Narada Muni. Gradual process. Took 3 lifetimes. Similarly, you will see Jadabharat's lifetime. Made a mistake. 3 lifetimes of Jadabharat. These are all stories of great determination. Determination to make progress in spiritual life. So while external things are going on, internally a soul becomes distinguished by the sankalpa he takes inside, watching what has happened to him from birth after birth. He makes a decision, enough is enough. Sometime I have to shift the gear and move. If not in this janma, next janma, next janma, sometime I have to do it. I have been dragging my feet. So now, Prabhupada told us, in this lifetime finish this business. To come back again, go through birth, death, old age, disease and go through all these things and hoping that you have a chance for Krishna consciousness. It's a great dangerous situation. Padam padam yat vipadam natesham. In the material world, it's very dangerous every step we take. So therefore, we should become inspired by hearing the stories of Narada Muni, Srila Prabhupada and all these great personalities and become determined whatever my material situation is. The Srimad Bhagavatam says that my devotional service need not get affected by it. I can serve. So try to push yourself to do more and more devotional service and fill up your life and pray to Krishna. This is the ultimate challenge. Out of all the things that we do, we should be internally determined to make progress in our love for Krishna. That is most important. And that we should never waste time. We should internally be determined and constantly move ourselves up towards surrender to Krishna. That is the highlight of all these great stories in the Bhagavatam of great, great personalities in different situations, how they, with great difficulty, crossed over and surrendered to Krishna. Bali Maharaj, different situation. Gajendra, as an elephant's body, a different situation, surrendering to Krishna. Prahalad, in a different situation with a father like that, he surrendered to Krishna. So the situations vary, but the common thing is knowing the truth and moving towards whatever your situation is. You have to do it according to what your situation is, keeping the principles in your mind and moving ahead. That is very important for us to learn. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Krishna is guaranteed, you must surrender to me. That is his demand in Bhagavad Gita. Become my devotee, surrender to me. This is the final instruction of Bhagavad Gita. If you play around, if you take your own time, that is a loss for you. Right? So, sometimes we have to keep ourselves fixed. Affirmation that this is the purpose and goal of my life and I will execute that. And for that I will make the plan like this. Yesterday they had a topic in the youth program about the World Cup, football World Cup. They called it the ultimate goal of life. They call it only ultimate goal and a big goal post in football. So they were speaking about how you must also score the goal in life, in the association of devotees. We are playing the game of Sankirtan, And Krishna is going to give us a cup at the end of it. Score the goal. We go back to Godhead. Not some FIFA World Cup, which you will hold for some time and after that you will grow old and keep it in your thing and keep watching it in their showcase. This type of match is different. It's a real game you have to play. And you have a formidable opponent. Krishna is for everybody put the same opponent, Maya. And you have to play a game, you have to maneuver. And you have to navigate through all the different obstacles she puts in front of you. And reach your father who is standing on the other side. You can score the goal and he will hold it and say, very good my son, come home. And that's the whole point. So we are all getting together and playing the game. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This game we have played, chanting, dancing and making our way through. So the ultimate goal of life should be fixed in our mind. To achieve the shelter of Radha and Krishna, the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, and lay ourselves at their service. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has directed us to do. This is what all the great acharyas have asked to do. And Prabhupada has given us the means to do it easily. Right? So we should seize the moment. Seize the opportunity. And not lose it. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.